Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Formed in 1950 in East Germany and lasting 40 years, the Stasi was the official state security service. It was one of the most effective and repressive intelligence and secret police agencies that ever existed. They were known as the sword and the shield of the ruling Socialist Unity Party of Germany.
In 1989, East German citizens stormed the Berlin headquarters of the secret police, the Stasi. Its employees tried to destroy the files of the people who informed on their neighbors and friends.
The expansion of the D.C. Capitol Police reeks of a democratic overreach via a nationwide Stasi-esque force emboldened by the clear, cold-blooded murder of Ashley Babbitt by a still unconfirmed killer within the U.S. Capitol Police ranks.
Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice announced there will be no criminal charges against the U.S. Capitol Police officer who fatally shot Babbitt.
Now Pelosi's attack dogs are chomping at the bit to hunt down potential political prisoners that disagree with their overlords after upending the lives of at least 500 protesters who were merely exercising their First Amendment rights on January 6th. A stark contrast to the support of the vice president, no less, of the rioting, burning, murdering, and looting of American businesses, police stations, and federal buildings that were decimated for months on end, all in the name of the Democrats' lies and fear-mongering.
How important is it for these protests to continue?
It's critically important, and I'm going to tell you something. But they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's, they're not, this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. It is going to, they're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day.
The announcement of the expansion of the Capitol Police follows a July 6th press release from the Capitol Police titled "After the Attack, the Future of the U.S. Capitol Police." The release announces a pivot towards an intelligence-based protective agency, expanded wellness services to handle all of the trauma lying dimwits like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez experienced.
Bang, 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 bang. And so I open the door when all of a sudden I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office. And then I just start to hear these yells of, where is she? Where is she?
The story she's telling then, you're basically saying, is absolutely not true.
It's not true. And I simply made that statement a fact earlier today, and she literally lost it on her favorite social media platform, Twitter. And so I know I'm doing the right thing, doing the right job, when I've got members of the squad coming after me all day long on Twitter. And, you know, as the old adage goes, Sean, judge a woman by the enemies she keeps. And I'm totally fine with that.
Enhanced member protection, which would enhance staffing within the Dignitary Protection Division, as well as coordinated enhanced security for members of Congress outside of the National Capital Region. The department is also in the process of opening regional field offices in California and Florida, with additional regions in the near future to investigate threats to members of Congress. The department is also increasing its use of force, tactical equipment, leadership, National Guard alert process, and incident command training. While countless terrorists pour over the southern border and cartels expand their foothold in the United States,
drug cartels are continuing to infiltrate parts of the Southland. It's fueling an explosion of illegal marijuana growing operations, much of it in the Antelope Valley and Acton and Agua Dulce.
In the very near future, social media will be flooded with predictable woke recruitment ads training a socialist Democratic Party army hell-bent on controlling the narrative of power by hunting down its lone enemy, the American people. John Bound reporting.
Flawless.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take it under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live July 15th Thursday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm very, very blessed and honored to be here with you. A lot of people wanted Tucker Carlson to weigh in on claims of election fraud 6-7 months ago, but he didn't do it. He said he was waiting until these detailed, hand-counted audits were done, and that he would then respond. And now he's come out and said the same thing we've all said. It's 100% private third-party groups that have confirmed that in Georgia and in Arizona and all over these places where Trump was winning right before and then the polls close and he's still winning, and then they stop counting in the middle of the night, and then we all wake up, and suddenly, ladies and gentlemen, Biden had surged to the front and had been able to, quote, take the election. And the Republican Party establishment was then able to stand down, and the rest is history. Now, they are not about to let us try to reverse this. And in fact, they have a plan to bring in a permanent state of emergency and martial law using COVID as the cover and race war as the cover. And they have no intention of ever allowing the midterms to take place coming up in less than a year and a half. Now, if you'll remember, I said on this show and on Joe Rogan's show days before the election that Trump's going to win in these battleground states by an even bigger margin. And then after the polls close, they're going to say that Biden magically won because of mail-in ballots. Exactly what I said happened. And, you know, it wasn't very hard to predict that because the Democrats said no matter what happens, no matter what goes on, no matter what it shows, we're never going to accept Trump.
and we'll even have our own convention, and we'll even have our own inauguration, and we'll just break the country up. That was in the New York Times with John Podesta, the chief strategist for the Democrats. And so they said, there's a red mirage, it'll look like he wins in a landslide, but don't worry, we'll produce whatever amount of mail-in ballots we need, he will not be the president. So they telegraphed their operation, they told the whole world what they were going to do, and now they did it. And they have no intention of letting the American people ever wrest control of our country back. This is a criminal takeover. This is a multinational corporate Chi-Com-backed coup. And no once-free country will ever come out of this again. We are turning into a high-tech version of North Korea. And I don't say that to be gloom and doom. I say that so you know how much trouble we're in. We told you this was coming. We warned you. We showed you what the UN was planning. We showed you what the universities were planning. We showed you their whole operation. They weren't spending trillions of stolen money to do this for nothing. George Soros wasn't buying off all the DAs and putting all his people in for no reason. They're going to arrest all their opposition, let their people commit murders everywhere, human trafficking, narcotics dealing. I mean, this is a well-thought-out criminal takedown. The FBI's control, the Justice Department, it's all shot. It's all gone. Country is gone. Now, I don't say that to be negative. I say that for you to realize that playing along with it and just interfacing with each issue as it comes, like they're not all connected, is going to defeat us. If we fully understand this is a UN world government takeover, Chi-Com backed, if we fully realize they're even admitting that, we fully realize it's completely illegitimate, and we all speak out, and we don't comply, and we demonstrate, and we file lawsuits, and we start our own media organizations, and we all stop complying with civil disobedience and just continue to get in their gaslighting faces and say, we know you're a fraud. We know you're a foreign multinational takeover. Here are all the crimes you committed. You launched COVID-19. You suppressed the treatments. You censored the American people. You're a criminal organization. The public will completely break with them. And they will be defeated. They'll end up going to prison. If not, we are going into the long, dark night of hell on earth. The globalists want to torture Americans. They want to rape your wife. They want to burn your house down. They want to kill. That's what George Soros has been doing since a teenager. He called it the best time of his life, happy making. Robbing and stealing and killing and rounding up Jews to be sent to death camps. And he's on 60 Minutes and on NPR saying it was the exhilarating, best time of his life. The feeling of invincibility to round up and kill all those people. And you're not like Soros, and I'm not like that demon and his demon son. But Bill Gates is. And Warren Buffett is. And all these other globalists are. And they see your naivete as a green light to rape the living hell out of you. So when we come back, we're going to get to the incredible proof. 100% of the absentee ballots at hundreds of drop points, thousands in some cases per drop, 100% for Joe Biden. And in many cases filled in by a machine. Fraudulent. Just like the USPS driver was driving out of one state to another with a whole truck full of ballots, so he opened it up, and they were all done by a computer, not by pencil or pen. And so he called the federal government, and the FBI came and said, we'll arrest your ass. You don't shut your mouth, boy. Because the order was, and it's now come out as of 2 days ago, was to suppress election fraud at news. So it's all out now, and of course they did. Of course they stole it. I mean, we even have the videos in Georgia of them saying a water main broke, which it didn't, kicking everybody out, and then a bunch of Democrat Party operatives pull the suitcases out. But there weren't enough suitcases, even though there were thousands of ballots, to run them all once and beat Trump in that county there in Atlanta. And so They had to run it, each suitcase, each briefcase, each box, over and over and over and over again. And because of election fraud safeguards, there are scans of those, photos of those ballots. And we now know that they did it. So we have them in the whole act. It'd be like if you had video. It'd be like if Jeffrey Dahmer videoed kidnapping people, injecting bleach in their brains, using them as sex slaves till they died, and then cutting them up and eating them. I mean, it's that bad. We have them bringing them in, saying there's a water main break that didn't happen, pulling out the ballots that were all for Joe Biden, and running them through over and over again. I mean, you can't get more. You don't get more open and shut. Oh, but General Milley says, Pentagon will smash your ass. It's ready for war. Have you talk about it? He says you're a terrorist. And he says, the Army Rangers are coming to get you. I'd like to see your big fat ass try that. You communist filth. Burn in hell. You and Austin, you commie traitors. Burn in hell, maggots. America will beat you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, the critical race theory is classical Marxist liberation theology to purge the federal government of anybody that does not adopt the rest of the Marxist propaganda. It's dog training. If you don't do what we say and if you don't support socialism and globalism and open borders, we're going to say you're a racist. And they're going ahead in the Army and the Marines and the Navy with the most virulent forms of it. The bad guys have hijacked the nation. They're wearing our uniforms now at the top. Just like when the hijackers in the old days were smart, they would put on uniforms of the captains, and they noticed that people would normally submit more when they actually dressed up like they were in charge, even though the people knew that's not the captain, that's not the co-pilot. And so when you see General Milley, you see Austin, the Secretary of Defense, those are literal globalist agents here to destroy the country. But let me go ahead and just show you some evidence of that, because it's all part of the same group. You know, why just single them out? Look at this headline. Video. White House refuses to condemn communist Cuba tyranny. Instead says it's mismanagement. They manage it to make you poor on purpose to control you. That's who these people are. Oh, Secretary of State Blinken says that he's calling for a UN investigation of American racism and says the country is bad, but doesn't call for a UN investigation of 3 million Muslims in death camps, 1 million Christians and Buddhists conservatively, many of which have their organs sold. Oh, no, no, no. It's all how America's bad. Responsible nations must not shrink from the scrutiny of their human rights record. Yeah, the UN Human Rights Board run by Islamics and people. Rather, they should be transparent with the intent to grow and do better. That is why I'm announcing a formal invitation for UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism to visit the United States. The UN is our boss. Blinken invites UN to investigate contemporary forms of racism. Like Milley said, he goes, I'm white. I want to know why whites are bad, why they attack the Capitol. I want to know why we're evil. I want to know why questioning an election means you're a white supremacist. That's exactly what's in the new report put out that same week he testified, saying questioning elections is white supremacism. Questioning lockdowns is white supremacism. Says it word for word. And then says the Pentagon and CIA will get you. Oh, I'm so scared. I'm scared of not resisting and exposing you horrible criminals that have hijacked our damn nation. God almighty. Blinken invites UN to investigate contemporary forms of racism in the U.S., but not a word about China. And the death camps. No, 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 no. Meanwhile, it's a war zone. South Africa deployed 25,000 troops. This country on the brink of civil war. Hell, it's the government that's been saying, I've got all the videos on the news, you know, even though there's total Marxists, like, evil Indians have killed two black people. And so Indians will all be hunted down and killed because Indians colonize all over the world. You know, they want jobs. Not a bad word, colonizing. They move places. And so there's evil Indians. They're now the new white people. And so when they fight back, they don't want their houses burned to the ground or shops. It's been announced now that you will all pay. And people were on Twitter. I saw it going, oh, yeah, Indians are bad people. All these white people are like, yeah, get the Indians. They're not submitting to communist blacks, which is a minority of the blacks, but still the government's communist, burning everything down and killing everybody. There you go. That's right. Oh, the left's all very upset that some of the looters have been killed. South Africans struggling to find food after looting everything. Army activates all reserve members. It's going the way of Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. Bye-bye, South Africa. Horrible BLM issues statement supporting Marxist Cuban tyranny. Oh, yes, they've raised billions of dollars. They live in palatial homes, private jets. They were founded by Marxists. They admire a cop-killing woman that lives in Cuba from the United States. And they have put out a statement praising the government, cracking down. I guess they didn't know that about a third of the Cuban population is black or more, and that there are a lot of the folks fighting. It's okay. Black Lives Matter supports communism, so make sure you get them. Of course, they're not burning each other's grocery stores and houses and things in Cuba. They're going and protesting the corrupt government and facing years in prison for it. They know how to protest. Pop star Pitbull calls on Jeff Bezos to provide aid to Cuban people. I wouldn't hold your breath there, buddy boy. Wake up, because this is about freedom and human rights. And Bezos was reportedly adopted by a Cuban father, but wouldn't hold your breath with old Bezos. South Africans struggling to find food after looting everything again. But that's okay. We're going to be going over all of that here. And why did I read that? Because Biden's not criticizing what's happening in Cuba, not standing up for those people. He's saying, oh, it's COVID caused some mismanagement. BLM is defending what's happening in Cuba, saying it's a good thing. Our own Pentagon, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, goes, I've read Stalin and Lenin. What's wrong with that? I mean, Harvard came up with this critical race theory. So anything comes out of Harvard, well, we better just do right away. And then they take it and apply it to elementary students, teaching them that whites have an advantage and whites did something wrong, which just creates total division on purpose. We're being divided and conquered. And they sit up there knowing damn well what they're doing, following orders. Because Austin and Millie are up there because they are globalists. And Honore advised, and I told you, Federal Rapid Reaction Force, above the law, secret police, no FOIA request, and for national gun confiscation. He ran the gun confiscation in Louisiana and Mississippi during Katrina. People thought I was joking a few months ago. Honore wrote the report that recommended what Congress did. They passed it, gave them $2 billion for additional security. They're opening offices up in all 50 states, not just Florida and California. It's everywhere. You're like, well, that's unconstitutional. That's crazy. It all is. Just like Biden saying, when I get elected, surge the border. And now for every ICE officer, there's a number out today, every month on average, they make one arrest of a criminal inside the country that committed a crime. So they're all making about one arrest a month. They used to make about one arrest a day. I've got the numbers right here. And it's just total flooding, total smuggling, total criminal activity. And a bunch of whacked out globalist UN loving generals strutting around talking about how we know the number one threat's white supremacist. That means anybody that's pro-America, anybody common sense. And we're ready for war with them, and we've got the military trained to take them on, and we're purging the military. They're not going to let us get to the midterms. How many months away from November of next year? Will somebody do the math on the calendar for me? How many days? Let's have a countdown. Because I told you they'd ban Trump by election on the internet, which they did. I told you they'd steal the election and say it was a red mirage, but they won with mail-in ballots. Because they said they were going to do it. They said all over the news, it'll be a red mirage, but we will not concede. And then the ballots will show that he won afterwards. And they just told you the official story and have been gaslighting you since before they did it. Doesn't matter, we got videos all over the country of them blacking out the windows and people video through a keyhole, and you see them pulling out the secret ballots and running them and looking over their shoulders. And then you get the ballots and they are repeatedly counted all for Biden. We have them red-handed. And they've got U.S. generals saying, we're going to attack you with guns, buddy. You don't ask a question. We stole this country. You're a third world.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We will take all the guns. That's the name of the video we posted 3 weeks ago to Man.Video. And it deals with just one of these globalist traitors, Honoré, who is running the plan for all the national offices of the Capitol Police and saying gun owners are terrorists, veterans are terrorists, anybody that doesn't want election fraud is a terrorist. If you question the election, you are a terrorist. Totally illegal to have the Pentagon looking at the American people. Totally illegal to have the CIA doing it. Totally illegal to have the NSA spying. But now they've announced, oh, the DNC is already spying on all your text messages, but now they want to be able to control them and block them and tell you that they're reading them. That was announced a few days ago. We broke it here. I mean, it was buried in a Politico article, but they confirmed it. They said, yeah, Of course we got to not let you send text messages we don't agree with. I mean, we're a dictatorship, complete with generals strutting around about how they're ready for a war of the American people. This is cancer. That's what this is. And now it's all over CNN. Trump was planning to be a dictator. Trump was planning to call it the military. I had Roger Stone on weeks before the election, and he said they're trying to get Trump around him to call for the Insurrection Act, and at that point, they're going to have the Pentagon arrest him, even though it's not constitutional, and they were going to bring in a real dictatorship, claiming Trump tried to become a dictator, even though he had the right to do that. They were communist globalist agents. That was happening. But it was bad guys trying to set Trump up, and Trump figured it out and didn't do it. And that's why Trump is blocked everywhere now on the Internet. That's why his speeches can't get out, because that's a form of digital martial law. That's not just censorship. We're already in deep stages of this, and that's why they're saying, oh, more lockdowns are coming, and you got to have an app on your phone to leave your house, and we'll tell you who can go and who can't. All seamlessly being rolled out. And now they're demonstrating all over the world against ongoing lockdowns, and you can't leave your house unless you've had an inoculation of an experimental deadly shot. I mean, the dystopia is here. And if you read the report put out a month ago by Joe Biden that he signed, his national directive on counterterrorism, they said, we're not worried about the Russians, the Chinese, the Islamists, the Mexican mafia. We're worried about white supremacists. You're like, oh, I'm not a white supremacist. Oh, the definition of that is questions elections, questions lockdowns, questions open borders, questions gun control. Oh, they had a coup. They stole the election. They know there's going to be a giant landslide against that in the midterms. How many days are we to the midterms, guys? Ever looked that up? I'll do it. How many days to the midterms? So like 16 months. So how many days exactly? Because I want to start a countdown today. Countdown to, remember I told you the 79 days of hell from the time that they had election day to the time they steal it from Trump in America, that the hell that would unleash. And I was right, because it's like counting down from 1 to up to 1 to 10. I mean, this is happening. It's like when a blue northern comes down in the spring and there's hot air with a hurricane. What's going to happen when a blue northern and a hurricane come together? Giant tornadoes. 481 days. Until the official dictatorship of the left, one-party dictatorship. They're giving me different numbers, 493. We'll go over it, I'll double-check it all, but the point is, that's what we're facing, that's what we're dealing with here. And, again, it's like you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have a cancer on your lymph node, and it hasn't metastasized yet, we believe, but we need to take it out today. Does it metastasize? You're dead. You go, I don't want to believe that. Sorry. And you go off and leave, and 6 months later, you're dead. It metastasizes. It sends out cancer spores all over your body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's already metastasized. Let's just be honest about that, okay? I mean we got cancer coming out our ass here. If you want to use that as an analogy, I mean, we are screwed, okay? And we got to continue our lives and our businesses. We've got to get in the best positions we can. We can't just give up. They want us to. We got to fight. We got to expose them. We got to do everything we can. But barring a huge awakening and people's own families taking things into their own hands, I mean, it should be the family members of all these globalist traitors that are exposing them and outing them. And it's going to be whistleblowers. And it's going to be live TV programs, and it's going to be prayer, and it's going to be governors and legislatures waking up, and mayors and other leaders organizing and focusing on this and coming out against the New World Order, or we have no hope. Because this is a takeover. Here's that piece on martial law and general honoring. This country in its 250 years history has never had traitors as bad as Honoré and Milley and Austin. These men, once they've been politically, culturally, economically, and using the criminal justice system defeated, will be known as the new definition of Benedict Arnold. They are the plague. They are a curse. And they are planning, in my view, false flag terror attacks here in America to cement their rollout against us. They're spoiling for a war. They're spoiling for a coup. They're spoiling to overthrow. And they're getting ready to carry out terror attacks. That is, their handlers are, to be blamed on those of us that are loyal Americans in our opposition to the destruction of the country and the sellout of the nation. And they're all over television saying Trump questioning the election is an act of terror and he's going to be dealt with by the military. The
government's going to kill this guy.
And they're on channels saying we need to get members of Congress using the military.
People sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president.
And then General Milley and General Austin and General Honore get up there and click their heels and say, we want to slug out with the American people, and every white person that doesn't salute us is a white supremacist enemy, and we're the Americans, and they're Hitler, and we're going to get them. We're ready for war! Turn us loose! Ooh, 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 ooh. We're going to get America! Death to America, says Milley. Death to America, says Austin. Death to America, says Honore. To chronicle the treason and anti-American activities of General Honore, Austin, and Milley, it would take years. Let us examine only one small data point, the gun confiscation that took place after the Katrina hurricane, where peaceful people, high and dry, under the orders of Honore, had their firearms stolen and taken from them, never to be returned.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
And now Honore is organizing the national response for the Democratic Party for gun confiscation.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes. For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp.
All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in. I said, it's not even loaded. I really thought they were going to kill me.
They took them. And they didn't have a right to take them. They didn't have a reason to take them.
You never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
You shoot an American.
Yeah.
You know them by their fruits, as Christ said. A leopard never changes its spots. Here, in focus, is the treason of Honore against the Second Amendment and America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Witnessing a global corporate UN Chi-Com operation to break the back of the United States and bring in world government and the Great Reset, which leads to a forced post-industrial world. Massive crimes against humanity are now being committed, and yes, democide is the tactic being used against the people. I will cover that at the start of the next hour. And then Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, our main European correspondent, who's an American, but he's back visiting family in the U.S. He and his wife live in Europe, has witnessed just incredible stuff. And he can describe to you the no-go zones, the forced collapse of Europe, just everywhere but Switzerland is basically a nightmare hellhole. And they've banned free speech. They've banned demonstrations. They're just under permanent martial law using the pretext of COVID. It really is an amazing time to be alive. It's the same in every country. But the United States is so large and our cities are so sprawling and we're so decentralized, they don't have control here yet. They need us to adopt the iPhone or Droid app that is the world ID, that is in a social credit score, that if you don't behave and do what they say, they will then deactivate or remove some of your, quote, privileges. And that's all in the news today. But we're in a race. The people we thought were good, like Boris Johnson, turned out to be a traitor. And good people like Bolsonaro and people who overall meant well, like President Trump, saying no to the globalists calling the shots. And so now, video, Tucker Carlson shows evidence of flat-out criminal fraud, close quote, in Georgia during 2020 election. And when you look at the findings of tens of thousands of ballots, hundreds and hundreds of different drop boxes, all of them, ladies and gentlemen, 100% ballots for Joe Biden. And in other cases, the vast majority for Joe Biden. Georgia vote audit shows 100% of absentee ballots came in for Biden in thousands of drop boxes. New evidence reveals Georgia audit fraud and massive errors. Stunning new evidence shows audit tally sheets marked 100% for Biden. But then when you go into the ballot boxes, they're not for Biden. Organized criminal fraud. Meanwhile, Arizona Senate to hold hearing today at 10 a.m. on Arizona election fraud. It could come out as early as today or tomorrow, and they're finding the exact same thing. So what is the deep state going to do? We'll talk about that next hour, but they're going to strike back. They're never going to let us get to that midterm without a fight. We can expose what they're doing, what they're prepping. We can catch them in the act. We can stop them. But everybody better get off the fence here. We're going to lose everything if we don't stop this globalist takeover. Let's go ahead and go to part of Tucker Carlson's groundbreaking research and reports last night.
House. Except it's not true. It now appears there actually was meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia, last November. That is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. From the beginning, this show has tried to be fact-based when we talk about the 2020 election results. So here's what we know tonight, factually. At least 36 batches of mail-in ballots from the November election were double-counted in Fulton County. That's a total of more than 4,000 votes. Those numbers come from a group called Voter GA, which, along with Bob Chiele, sued to get them. The final tally from the double counts we know about amounts to more than 3,300 votes for Joe Biden and 865 votes for Donald Trump. Now, before you dismiss Bob Chiele and Voter GA as dishonest partisan actors, keep in mind that the strongly leftist center Atlanta Journal-Constitution appears to agree with this, at least in outline. The newspaper reviewed the available digital ballot images independently and concluded that hundreds of ballots were improperly duplicated. What does that look like exactly? Well, here's what it looks like. At a press conference yesterday, a consultant with Voter GA called David Cross showed how we can be certain that votes in Fulton County were counted more than once. Watch.
What I'm going to show you here is two ballots side by side. One of them is marked for Jason Shaw, and it's got a little squiggle mark next to it. You can see it's got the identical mark on the second one. And the ballot image is stored up here on the top left. So this one over here is scanner 5162. That's scanner number 3. Batch number 235. Image number 19. And that matches 234, image 59. So you have the same ballot counted twice in the images and counted in the audit. How that's possible, I don't know.
How's that possible? I don't know. Every American should want to know, because the answer gets to the heart of the integrity of our elections, otherwise known as our democracy. We're not talking about a couple of ballots here. We're talking about a lot of ballots, at least hundreds of ballots involved, enough potentially to affect the outcome of the election. Here's another example.
Here's one next one. All right, so the same batch, number 234, image number 2, and 235, image number 61, Republican, 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 all the way down to the point where this little spot up in St. Louis matches this one over here. No question that that ballot was counted twice.
So what's the explanation for this? Well, if you ask Fulton County, these discrepancies, the ones you just saw on the screen, were isolated incidents, just a handful of bad ballots. Happens all the time. The county claims that any errors were caught in previous recounts. The problem is that neither one of those claims is true. Surveillance footage obtained by Voter GA appears to show large numbers of ballots being scanned multiple times. Pay attention in the tape we're showing you to the woman wearing yellow at the desk. According to Voter GA, she slides ballots into a scanning machine, removes the ballots, and then reinserts the same ballots. This happens multiple times. The question is, how many times were those ballots counted? Was each vote counted more than once? Fulton County won't answer that question. Now, one way to know the answer would be to check what are called audit tally sheets. Tellingly, for months after the presidential election, Fulton County failed to provide more than 100,000 of those tally sheets, including 50,000 of them for mail-in ballots. When voter GA finally forced Fulton County to turn over the tally sheets, the conclusion was stunning. Here's what the audit found. Quote, 7 falsified audit tally sheets containing fabricated vote totals. For example, a batch containing 59 actual ballot images for Joe Biden and 42 for Donald Trump was reported as 100 for Biden and 0 for Trump. The 7 batches of ballot images with 554 votes for Joe Biden, 140 votes for Donald Trump, and 11 votes for Joe Jorgensen had tally sheets in the audit falsified to show 850 votes for Biden, 0 votes for Trump, and 0 votes for Jorgensen. Wait, did you just follow that? How is that not flat-out criminal fraud? We'd love to know, because it certainly sounds like flat-out criminal fraud. We've obtained photographs showing what went on during the recount process for mail-in ballots in Fulton County. These pictures were taken by a whistleblower who participated in the recount. She said she noticed something odd as she did. None of the ballots that she saw had any creases on them. You can see the stacks of unfolded ballots on your screen now. That's strange because, of course, mail-in ballots need to be bent in order to be mailed in. These ballots clearly had never been inside an envelope. And then the whistleblower noticed something else. All of the ballots, the whistleblower tells us, have been filled out by a printer, not by hand. And many of them supported the exact same candidates, Democrats, including Joe Biden. Voter GA detected a series of other apparent irregularities in the recount. The group's audit found, for example, that, quote, over 200 Fulton County mail.
All right, and this goes on for like 20 minutes. The full video is at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I suggest you go get it. I suggest you share it. Now, remember, the Pentagon says they're involved in what Americans can do now, and they actually say you're a terrorist if you do. Seriously, that's official. And they've announced they're reading your text messages. So you better get scared of the Secretary of Defense and scared of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and do what they say. No, I got a better idea. You need to go to prison, Millie, and so do you, Austin, and Joe Biden. These people have announced Soviet-level, North Korea-level crap and are trying to implement it. And if we're such great, tough Americans, land of the free, home of the brave, we can at least get to our legislatures, our cities, and demand they take action and organize against these damn criminals. Because right now, they're just green-lit to do whatever they want. The federal government under Biden is funding convicted pedophiles to go into public schools everywhere, dressed up as clowns. Now, that sounds insane. It all is insane. They're smuggling children. That one church we documented in McAllen now released official numbers this week. 6,000-plus children a week being run through that one facility, and there's no background checks, no nothing. Another FBI article right here where the FBI knew about pedophile rings and 70 girls raped and protected the man that raped 70 girls. That's next hour. I mean, the government is just criminal, filth, scum at the top. I mean, they are just lawless demons, and everybody else is just scared of them and backing down to them and just kissing their ass all day long. But we're not. We're not backing down. So tell everybody you know, tune in and take the live links from Band.Video and InfoWars.com and share them. Because the Second American Revolution's now, or get on your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.